Religious groups peacefully protested outside of Syracuse's City Hall on Sunday, demanding police reform in the wake of George Floyd's murder. WAER's Brad Klein reports on the protesters' demands.
Get your knee off my neck! I can't breathe!
2 weeks of protests.
No justice!
No peace!
One message.
Black Lives Matter. America was tired, and by the time that series of things happened with Breonna, with Aubrey, and now with George Floyd, it just was too much. It's enough is enough.
That's Pastor Eric Yore. When it comes to police reform, he believes the department has too many responsibilities as is and is ill-equipped to handle all of them. Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh agrees.
We expect our police officers at the stop of a dime to go from the situation where there is the potential for the use of deadly force to dealing with children. That's difficult for anybody to do. It's an opportunity to make sure that we're prioritizing where we're focusing our police resources.
Walsh believes those resources, like funding, would be put to better use outside of law enforcement. So partially defunding the police is being discussed. The conversation begins with cutting police presence from schools.
Many of the issues that they're dealing with are not law enforcement issues. They're mental health issues, economic issues, substance abuse issues. And all of those issues need resources. And as we shift responsibilities from the police department, we need to be looking to shift resources as well.
The protesters expect the local government to be an ally in their fight for change. But South Onondaga's Peter Kozik says the onus is on him as a white man.
There were times when I said things and did things that were just not thoughtful. That's something that I've lived with. And now I just wanted to make a little statement, you know, and just say, I want to do better.
A number of other protests, rallies, and marches were held over the weekend in the city of Syracuse and surrounding suburbs. All of the events called for a common list of 9 demands, including the removal of officers from schools, defunding and demilitarizing the police, harsher SPD discipline, and more. I'm Brad Klein, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.